With the first of two Democratic debates in the history books, featuring 10 of the 20 candidates, AP's Jackie Quinn reports on what went on.
Fighting poverty, combating climate change, fixing immigration, and reducing gun violence among the key issues in the first debate of the 2020 cycle. Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren says President Trump is bragging about a great economy, but it's not great for everyone.
Government is working for a thinner and thinner slice at the top, and we think 2020 is the chance to change that.
Before a Miami audience, several candidates interlaced Spanish into their remarks, drawing loud applause, and a technical glitch made it awkward when they couldn't hear a question about last year's high school massacre in Parkland, Florida. In the end, Senator Amy Klobuchar says,
"The key here is what unites our party right now is much more important than what divides us."
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. Senate approved a bill that would grant funding for the country's southern border with Mexico. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
The Senate overwhelmingly passed a $4.6 billion measure to cover the cost to shelter and feed migrants detained by the Border Patrol and care for unaccompanied migrant children who are turned over to the Department of Health and Human Services. Both agencies are struggling to care for the tens of thousands of people. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants some changes.
I think they are four changes to this bill. We could quickly have a conference, talk about those four changes, try to get them in the bill, and finish this.
Before leaving for the G20 summit in Japan, President Trump also said the funding is urgent. Both houses need to approve any changes ahead of next week's 4th of July recess. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A new report suggests the Islamic State could make a comeback and could pose a bigger threat than before. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is in Japan today, where he is attending a summit with other leaders from the Group of 20. On the sidelines of the main event, Trump is scheduled to hold a number of bilateral meetings, including those with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday, and Friday talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping. As AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe wants a consensus on trade and other contentious issues when he chairs this summit's meeting.
Speaking at the end of Japan's current parliamentary session, Abe stressed the importance of global leaders overcoming their differences and joining hands in tackling difficult issues to send a strong message to the rest of the world. He said he hopes to lead the summit by patiently finding common ground in order to achieve concrete results, rather than stressing or focusing on differences of opinion. Abe also expressed hope that the US and China will resolve their trade dispute when their leaders meet during and on the sidelines of the summit on Friday and Saturday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has begun a two-day official visit to Pakistan to pursue what aides say would be the normalization of relations between the two uneasy neighboring countries. The Afghan leader held delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Imran Khan shortly after arriving in Islamabad. The two countries share a nearly 2,600-kilometer largely porous border, which critics say encourages illegal movement in both directions. Australian government officials are urgently seeking to confirm whether one of its citizens has been detained in North Korea. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The family of Alex Sigley, an Australian student living in Pyongyang, say they haven't heard from him for 48 hours, which is unusual. Active on social media, he doesn't appear to have logged into his Twitter or Facebook accounts for several days. It's not known why Sigley, an Asian scholar and fluent Korean speaker, might have been detained. He's thought to be the only Australian living in North Korea. His family can't confirm if he's been arrested, but Australian government officials say it's a very serious set of circumstances. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
In a ruling that critics say could hinder access to public records, the U.S. Supreme Court has made it easier for the government and businesses to keep commercial information that is shared with federal agencies confidential. The 6-3 decision came in a case that pitted a South Dakota newspaper against the food marketing industry. For more on this story or any of today's news, please go to voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Music today, the voice of America, VOA 1.